This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to overview what's going on in the world of news talk radio with our countdown, the charts from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, becomes the focus and the fodder for our conversation every week at this time, taking the top 10 stories, the list of people that have been discussed. Where is the buzz? In other words. So here to help with that is Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Victoria Keelan and I, we'll all go through them. I'll go first from number 10 to number 1. Let me throw in a few anecdotal comments here and there to which all are welcome to exchange. Number 10, sports talk radio. It's going on at the NFL. The game in Mexico City this week. Why?
Yeah. Spreading the love, man. Not spreading the love.
All right. Cy Young. For whom does he play?
Well, he plays for 100 and something years.
He plays for 6 feet under.
Oh. Well, but who's the guy that's Kate Upton's boyfriend? I thought it was
Justin Verlander.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So who's he
plays for Detroit, for? The Tigers.
He does. All right. So she involved herself, or maybe inveigled herself, or maybe impaled herself in a conversation on one of the, was it Twitter? I suppose it was probably social media.
Yeah, it was Twitter.
Yeah. What was the complaint against Justin that she was defending him from or for?
He did not win the Cy Young Award.
Oh, the Cy Young pitcher. Award. That's it, right.
He was nominated, but he apparently his name was left off of two ballots, and it's voted on by the sports writers. So she went on a not-so-ladylike tirade, if you want to call it that.
Wow. Yes. Including using a few expletives that might be deleted in a mixed company.
Nah, yep. Who cares? My Max Scherzer from the Nationals got it for the Nationals.
Yeah, congrats to you, Rich.
Yeah, no, it was great.
Nationals, yeah.
All right, number 8 on the countdown list this week is the situation mostly in Mosul, but what's going on in the Middle East, Daesh on the run, et cetera, et cetera. That's what the news media have you believe anyway. Number 7, the future of healthcare in our country. Number 6, Megyn Kelly's extraordinarily self-serving book, which has become popular.
I think I read that in the description, too.
What, self-serving?
Megyn Kelly's extraordinarily self-serving
book. Aren't they all?
What I find most interesting here is the timing of the conversation. It was like if the weeks haven't been bad enough, or the month or the year hasn't been bad enough for Roger Ailes. Not only does Megyn Kelly dump on him in her book, but there was I think it was a 2020 interview, with Gretchen Kelly, Carlson.
Yeah.
who left Fox and was given on her way out the door a check for $20 million because Roger Ailes, according to her description, jumped on her and stuck his tongue down her mouth.
You don't believe her?
I do most certainly believe her. Okay. I think Ailes is a pig.
Yeah. Okay.
And I've always thought that about him. I mean, I've only met him a couple of times and was sitting in his office once, and I don't know, I had a sort of a...
Did you try and stick his throat?
No.
Stick his tongue down your throat?
No.
But
I had a lawyer. I had a lawyer with me at the time. But say it again?
Did you get a creepy vibe from him?
A creepy guy. I think he's a very smart fellow. None of us are perfect. We all have our good side and our bad side. He did a lot of good for a lot of Republican candidates. Great strategist. Was magnificent at figuring out how to put the Fox News picture and throne together with silly things like We Report, You Decide, and Fair and Balanced, and all that crap, which was, you know, not any of it believable or true, but he was great at promoting, and that's he proved to all of us, if you repeat it enough, people are going to believe it.
Yep.
So
can we all agree that extremely intelligent, overachieving people are freaks? In some form or fashion, you find. I mean, name Sure, there's a couple of presidents. You know, Barack Obama seems to be a straight-laced guy when it comes to morality, and Bush, the daddy, and W also.
Yeah.
But, you know, so many times we talk about people in positions of power or people who just achieve extreme things lose all touch with reality, and there's some kind of just weirdness going on in their life.
Wiener head, yep.
Yep.
Wiener head.
That's
a
perfect example.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't even that powerful.
The more powerful the more you're out of touch. Is that what you're...
Yeah,
I
drunk with
I think
power.
Tiger Woods is a great example. I think he
lost
all touch with reality. He didn't know from the time he was 18 or 19 what reality was. And a lot of these athletes, we'll just use them as examples, who basically get coddled from the time they're 16, 17, 18 through college and into their pro careers. You don't know what everybody's giving you everything, and you lose touch with reality. It's hard to stay grounded. And
that's a very good
point. Politicians are the same way.
Yeah, yep. I think you're right about that.
It's power, money and power and greed. Mm-hmm. And even Johnny Manziel earlier this week, he settled his domestic abuse thing. And he's another one. I mean, so much was given to him, so much praise was heaped on him. He ultimately was a huge disappointment, but it had, no one has told his ego that.
Wait a minute. Number 8 was the Battle for Mosul. That's a misprint. It's probably the Battle for Manziel.
You're probably
his soul, because he doesn't have one anymore.
Yeah. All right, we're going through the story, the big hits, the reason that is, now we have to, I guess, turn the tide a little bit, because News Talk Radio has still many things to talk about in the transition, but yet the election's over, so what do we do now at the poker table? We'll go through, as we continue here, the overview of what's going on in this format. I'm Doug Steffen at 13 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip 1. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
Hey, it's Prince Royce with a special holiday message from Sprint. For me, it's not the holidays if I'm not spending time with my friends and family. This year's Black Friday deals with Sprint are an incredible way to find just the right gift for those special people in your life and avoid the shopping lines so you can still spend some quality time with them. Now get a free 43-inch 4K LG Smart TV when you buy an LG V20 device. Or if you're looking to pick up a Samsung Galaxy S7, Sprint will throw in a Samsung Galaxy Tab E for free. Visit your local Sprint store or sprint.com/holiday for more information. Wishing everyone out there a happy holiday season.
LG V20, $33 for 24 months with installment billing. GS7, $28.96 for 24 months with installment billing. Tab E free after $10 monthly credits. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Taxes due at sale. Early termination results in remaining balance due. Restrictions apply. This MultiView special report is brought to you by Intel. According to the Consumer Technology Association's Holiday Retail Outlook Study, a record 68% of Americans plan to buy tech gifts this holiday season. With laptops at the top of holiday wish lists, new devices powered by Intel's 7th-gen Core processors are bound to be among this year's favorites. 7th-generation Intel Core-based systems were built for the immersive Internet, providing premium 4K Ultra HD entertainment and 360-degree video. They're faster than ever, delivering richer visuals for gaming on the go, facial login, long battery life, and much more. Scott Massey, Intel spokesperson.
This holiday season, Intel is powering the thinnest, lightest, and most powerful devices ever. Today's PCs are enabling new, amazing experiences, making now the best time to buy a new PC.
Whether it's a 2-in-1, notebook, mini PC, gaming system, or all-in-1, there is an Intel-powered device for everyone this holiday season. For more information, visit Intel.com.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity. Hey, it's me, electricity. So I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This is the Talk Radio Review, courtesy of folks that are connected to the Good Day program and DJV. The sources of the information, however, that we're talking about are the folks at Talkers Magazine. Go to talkers.com. Excuse me, it's the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. These charts and all of the things going on in the world of news talk, radio, and TV are not listed there, but written about every day. It's a fresh new world when you go to talkers.com. Okay, number five. We're going through the stories with our comments, and then we'll dig out a few of them in the next half hour that are especially poignant. The continuing focus on our immigration policies in the sanctuary cities. I was talking about the situation up in Lewiston, Maine. Rich, you haven't been around much to hear me get off on this. This has been something that has really bothered me. There are thousands of Somalis who have, for whatever reason, gone to Lewiston, Maine. They've come here. They've settled there. And about 5% of them are legal, and the rest of them are illegal. And the city seems to coddle to them, the state of Maine giving them benefits, and they're angry now because they're being harassed because Trump supporters are going after them. The thing that I find a little bit awkward here is, how do we know? There are a lot of people that assume it's all in the name of Donald Trump, or because he's been elected, gives people license to be jerks. I don't know that that's fair to Trump. It may be that Trump's attitude or his words that he chose poorly a lot of times during the campaign have come back to give some of these people power. They feel empowered by some of the ways he addresses people, and maybe that's what, I don't know, I can't speak to it. I know that I'm uncomfortable with our immigration policy. I wouldn't put it the way that
you're uncomfortable, and it's been politically incorrect for you to speak out about it for years, and now it's not incorrect for you to speak out about it.
Didn't keep me from speaking out about it.
I know, but people feel like they have a freedom to voice their frustration now, and that's what you're seeing is coming. And again, my philosophy
that's okay.
Is the
that's
pendulum.
Good. Yeah, there is a pendulum. All of those things are fine, except the violence, the man that was in a restaurant the other day, and some woman spoke ill of Trump, and he got up and punched her in the face. That's just not acceptable, isn't it? And I hope he's being prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Yeah.
And these people who have there was a college prof and his wife in Los Angeles, black couple. They woke up and went out their back door, and they found the door locked from the outside with a set of handcuffs around it. You know, stuff like that. Get lost with that stuff.
No, true.
Throw away. That's not America. You're a jerk if you pull that kind of stuff. And if you do harm to other people, you should be prosecuted. That's, I don't believe, although there are people who say, well, Trump started it. His rhetoric left a lot to be desired. But you make choices. You make your own decision. It isn't Trump saying, go beat that woman up. That's not him. He's not saying that. And again, I'm no apologist for Trump. There's no reason for me to be an apologist. I thought he was disgraceful in many of the things that he said about the candidates. But you know what? When he gets right down to it, look at what's going on. Trump's talking to all these people that he used to call liars and phonies. He's going to try to convince Mitt Romney to be the Secretary of State, for God's sakes. What did he say? What did the two of them say about each other?
I don't buy that.
You don't buy what?
I don't buy that he's... I think Trump is trolling everybody and having and laughing in the boardroom.
I think
he might be meeting with Mitt Romney, but
he knows.
I would be shocked.
You don't think he's going to ask him?
I think they're probably just trying to bury the hatchet and see how they can help each other.
Well, I think Mitt Romney would actually
be a good choice, frankly.
I'd be fine with him.
Very polished, professional, that's what you want. And
I would be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah. All right, well, that's good, Richie. We'll put that down, right down. Richie, pleasantly surprised, 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Half the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden going over the charts from Talkers Magazine this week, discussing some of the issues, the hot hits, if you will. We're working our way from number 10 to number 1 with our comments. Then we'll go through the people on the list. Let's see here. The relations that we have with Russia. The speculation is they will thaw. There are a lot of people who wanted you to believe that Putin tried to influence the election. Whether he did or he didn't, I guess, who's going to know? How are you going to ever know in reality? If it was
he didn't
the Russians, then I'm going to look right to Snowden. I don't think that's bad. I mean, he's got to pay some price for him staying there another 3 years. So why not hack him to have a little fun?
It would probably be pretty easy for him to do, right?
Yeah, I think
it would
be very easy for him to do. Yeah.
To do what?
Hack into the DNC emails.
The DNC, whatever else he wants to hack into. The number three item is the state of the Democratic Party. I'm not sure why that seems to be. I mean, I think that people would be more interested in talking about the state of the Republican Party, which seems to be more in. I mean, the Democrats certainly have problems at the top between Brazil and Schultz and whatever their foolishness with Bernie Sanders, and how do you bring those two different sides together? But I don't think the rift is anywhere near as bad as it is in the Republican Party. Do you?
Hmm.
Do you think
I would think the Republicans have more. They have to figure out how to bridge that. There's a big divide there.
Yeah.
So between the Never Trumpers and.
What? Really? There's a lot of love in the Republican Party right now. The Democratic Party. Yeah. You got the Debbie Wasserman, Schultz, Donna Brazile. Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton mess. They have no idea what to do.
The ideologies are much more similar in the Democratic side. I'm just saying, if we're just looking at between the left and the right, I think on the right there's more. There needs to be some coming together more. There's a big divide there.
I would agree.
There's the middle of the Republicans. There's kind of it's no man's land. Mm-hmm. So on the Democratic side, sure, there's a mess with the leadership, but everybody's ideologies are pretty similar. So on the right, there's the Never Trumpers. There's the super conservatives. There's the more moderates who are kind of left out. You know, they don't know what they're doing. So I think it's more of a mess on the right.
Yeah, but I like the change, Ed, because that's what I think the left needs is some change to shake it up. If Nancy Pelosi becomes the speaker...
The party system has proven itself to be as fraudulent as any kind of organization that there is. They're not interested in you.
Which is why we are where we are today.
Yeah, it is exactly right. I agree with you 100% on that. They don't give a damn about the electorate. They care about whether they're in power.
Yep.
What it is, where, what's the source of their money? The
right.
source of their the money comes in to fund the jobs that are there, the people that are just hanger-oners. And, you know, all the 501c3s that get created in Washington.
Well, and how do I get reelected in 2 or 4 years?
Right.
Yeah.
That's the main focus of all of these people.
Yeah.
They're constantly trying to raise money to get reelected.
Mm-hmm.
It's
and,
broken.
You know, and earlier in the year, and then we the story kind of got buried with everything else that happened with the election, but there were a few senators who came forward, and some of them even resigned from their positions, representatives as well, because they said that the demand on fundraising took so much of their day.
That young guy, what was his name?
Yeah, there was a guy from Long Island, too, who I think was a Democrat, and he said, I just can't do this anymore.
Remember,
this is not what I signed up for.
The 60 Minutes piece, Doug,
where they
basically spend half of their eight-hour day, or they work much more than that, in a call center, in a cubby booth, making phone calls to the list. And whatever they're doing, even if they're up for a vote, they have to leave the vote and go make their phone calls.
It's ridiculous.
It is.
All right, well, welcome to politics in America. The shining star on the plane of justice, truth, the American way, whatever it is, it's as phony and fraudulent and corrupt as you could possibly imagine. And we ought to give them the old heave-ho and make sure we create a few more.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Conversation continues now, 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan, regular folks on the radio, with an overview of the stories that are being discussed from our point of view as yakkers on the radio. The thing that's incumbent on us is to kind of know what's going on and give you an idea from our own slant of what some of these things are. There's nothing new under the sun here. We have all of us different points of view on some things, and we agree on others, which is the state of conversation that ought to exist on most programs. If I were the program director of the world, Richie,
yes,
I'd make
sure. Of the world.
Program director of all the stations, anyway, that we had all points of view represented instead of just one, because I think it's healthier for all of us to hear, may not agree, may not even understand what's going on from another person's point of view, but it's good to hear it. That's number two on the story list this week, as we continue to go from number 10 to number one, the protesting that's going on. I don't think a lot of people even know what they're protesting. You'll probably get a kick out of that. I hope you will. I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. So one of the outcomes of the election, the election of Trump, for whatever the reason, our complicated economy and the strange kind of controls that we have on commodities, as a result of Trump becoming the president, the price of chicken has gone up. So, you figure turkey's going to be more expensive and chicken more expensive, because the supermarkets around the country are feeling the squeeze, the pinch, if you will. This has started in Georgia. The Department of Agriculture there makes weekly calculations that gives to supermarkets around the country so that they can figure out, they have their wholesale price, and they need to know what the markup is going to be. And the average price for a pound of chicken went up 10% the day after Trump was elected. Nobody's figured this out.
That's so weird.
That is funny.
The price of chicken has gone up. So chicken and turkey, more expensive because Trump was elected. Okay, so we can protest that. That'd be a good thing to he tries it. It reminds me of that old the dead chicken or the chicken prop that they had on The Tonight Show. They always used to throw around all over the place. We should be throwing dead chickens around, and that would be a good protest.
Or rubber chickens, maybe?
Yeah, rubber chickens. Yeah. Right.
I don't know about dead chickens. Rubber chickens, okay.
Yeah, rubber chickens would be fun.
Before we move on to you, anybody have any more?
I think you pretty well covered it.
I think I did, too. All right, number one this week, the transition, speculation on who's going to get what job. Jeff Sessions, Attorney General. Don't think that's much of a... That's my own... You know, I don't think that's much of a... I don't like that choice at all. I never liked Sessions, but that's me. Romney and a potential connection to Secretary of State, I think that would be a good move.
I think that's a good choice.
Yeah. What are you going to do with Giuliani? I hope Newt Gingrich is a part of the plan for the future. I find him to be attractive in many ways. I don't like the way he has. Maybe he fits into the Trump sexist mold as to how he's treated the women in his life. Mm. But if we can put that aside, and it's hard for some people to do that. It's hard for me to do it. But I think he's a very smart man.
He's a very politically smart person.
He has got a lot of savvy, and he's...
And he has a lot of experience, yeah. Which will come in handy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, the Giuliani thing is, you know, well, I'm in New York City, and I'm from New Jersey, and Chris Christie's been our governor for a while, and the rumor from the beginning was that Chris Christie would be the Attorney General.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think things have gone south very quickly for Chris Christie. He's very unpopular in New Jersey, and now he's got the Bridgegate thing, and...
But he's more than anything else. As the former U.S. Attorney for New Jersey, he prosecuted Trump's son-in-law's father for tax evasion and won, and the guy went to jail or paid a big fine or something.
Yeah.
So
he
that's
went to
why
jail,
he's on the outs. He went to jail, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Jared Kushner had to take over the company at a young age. He had to start running it. So, So Chris Christie's...
See you later.
He's got no angles left.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, anyway, but then I don't see this guy, the general, what's his name, Flynn?
Flynn.
He didn't do anything for me. He's just another...
He got the NSA.
Warmonger, as far as I can see. And then there's, you know, there are all kinds of suggestions. People love, this is speculative media at its finest. And most of the stuff that you're going to hear, they're just actually throwing out there so that something hits the wall and there's something to talk about. Or they test a lot of trial balloons. Okay, what happens if we put this guy's name
right,
in there?
Exactly.
What's going to be the reaction?
I think they're all sitting in the boardroom laughing a little bit by going, hey, somebody leaked this name just for fun.
Yeah. See what people
they're
say.
Trolling everybody. And
Kanye West.
Right, exactly.
For he could be the Secretary of the Treasury.
Can you imagine Kanye was the press secretary?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it Laura Ingraham is up for that job, right?
She is, She's being mentioned
that's interesting.
For it.
Yeah. So anyway.
So what were her I mean, this is sort of a good question.
Oh, she would be great.
What qualifications do you need to be press secretary? Is there any... I mean, she is a talk show host, so obviously, you know.
She's quick on her feet, she knows the issues, and
she knows Trump's moves. And she is tough.
She's tough. She wouldn't let anybody push her around out there. She would be able to control a room of angry reporters.
It's interesting that job has such a high turnover rate in every administration.
It's a high-stress job.
Yeah,
I mean, you're basically not telling people what they want to hear, but giving them enough just to make them go away.
Yeah.
Right.
But she would be really good at it.
Yeah. I think she would, actually. Hi, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, folks everywhere interested in the hot hits from News Talk Radio this past week. The stories from number 10 to number 1, or at least the focus, certainly what's going on in the world of sports talk radio, the NFL, beginning of basketball season, hockey's getting started. So lots of conversation there. The Cy Young Award. It didn't go to Justin Verlander, and that upset Kate Upton, so that's why it's number 9 this week on the countdown. The battle for various cities in the Middle East, number 8. Future of healthcare, number 7. Megyn Kelly's book, number 6. Number 5, the immigration policy study of sanctuary cities especially. Number 4, our relations with Russia, Donald Trump, and Vladimir Putin. Number 3, the Democratic Party. officials. Number two, the protests of the election, and number one, the transition into the Trump White House. That's it. All right, so that's the run-through of the people and the gossip. We'll talk a little bit about the people, because there are two lists produced every week. One of them is the hot hits and the big stories, and the other one is the list of people that are on most people's minds. So we'll talk about a few of these characters as we continue here, 42 past the hour. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, viewing the charts from Talkers Magazine.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
Hey, it's Prince Royce with a special holiday message from Sprint. For me, it's not the holidays if I'm not spending time with my friends and family. This year's Black Friday deals with Sprint are an incredible way to find just the right gift for those special people in your life and avoid the shopping lines so you can still spend some quality time with them. Now get a free 43-inch 4K LG smart TV when you buy an LG V20 device. Or if you're looking to pick up a Samsung Galaxy S7, Sprint will throw in a Samsung Galaxy Tab E for free. Visit your local Sprint store or sprint.com/holiday for more information. Wishing everyone out there a happy holiday season.
LG V20, $33 for 24 months with installment billing. GS7, $28.96 for 24 months with installment billing. Tab E free after $10 monthly credits. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Taxes due at sale. Early termination results in remaining balance due. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
This MultiView special report is brought to you by Intel. According to the Consumer Technology Association's Holiday Retail Outlook study, a record 68% of Americans plan to buy tech gifts this holiday season. With laptops at the top of holiday wish lists, new devices powered by Intel's 7th-gen core processors are bound to be among this year's favorites. 7th-generation Intel core-based systems were built for the immersive Internet, providing premium 4K Ultra HD entertainment and 360-degree video. They're faster than ever, delivering richer visuals for gaming on the go, facial login, long battery life, and much more. Scott Massey, Intel spokesperson.
This holiday season, Intel is powering the thinnest, lightest, and most powerful devices ever. Today's PCs are enabling new, amazing experiences, making now the best time to buy a new PC.
Whether it's a 2-in-1, notebook, mini PC, gaming system, or all-in-1, there is an Intel-powered device for everyone this holiday season. For more information, visit Intel.com.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity, so I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Now, let's review in this next minute the list of people being discussed according to the research at Talkers Magazine for the week of November the 14th to the 18th. These are the big names. Kate Upton, Chris Christie, Hillary Clinton, Vladimir Putin, Ted Cruz, Jared Kushner, Barack Obama, Rens Priebus, Stephen Bannon, Donald Trump, Megyn Kelly. So of that list, there are only three people, actually two, right? Kate Upton and Megyn Kelly, who are not politicians or involved in politics. Otherwise, every other one of them is involved in play. Isn't that interesting? How it's a reality check. What we are talking about on the News Talk radio station, mostly politics. Whether that's good or bad remains to be seen, but that's the story. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, 45 past the hour now is Good Day Gang, together with other important members of our species, are here to discuss the talkers' charts for the week. The people list. Kate Upton is at number 10. I think we've worked her over enough already here.
Well, I'm not aware of what... she was the one who... Her boyfriend, the pitcher, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. She was the model that most people... The people who didn't get it said, well, my God, that woman, look at how big she is. She can be a model. She's very attractive.
She's very curvy.
Yep. All right. Chris Christie is number 9. See you later, alligator.
How does he beat Kate Upton? In any world, how does Chris Christie
maybe in the curvy department? That's the only way.
He's very curvy too.
So Hillary Clinton has been at the top of the list. She's at number 8 this week. Look at this. Putin gets more attention than Hillary Clinton this week. Number 6, yeah. Ted Cruz. You want to lose, vote
Where's
for Cruz.
Where's he been?
He's under a rock where he ought to stay. Number 5, Jared Kushner. You're going to hear a lot about him.
Oh, yeah.
Barack Obama, number 4. Rince Priebus.
Rince Priebus?
Guy who tried to convince the Republican hierarchy to get rid of Trump, and now he's the chief of staff.
Strange bedfellows.
He's like the head of the transition, right?
Yeah. Pence is still head of the transition, but yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's Stephen Bannon, somebody who has no reason to exist in any universe as far as I'm concerned. There's nothing about him that I think has... He's just going to cause trouble. He's unnecessary. Let's put it that way. He's unnecessary. And why he... Trump, you know... Trump is number one, of course. But in looking at these people that are around, the folks... I guess you could see the influence of Pence, because Donald Trump's philosophy is not right of center at all. He is a pretty moderate... thinker in terms of his attitude towards social issues. Mm-hmm. He really doesn't have many opinions at all about that because he's a businessman through and through. And he's, if you believe any of the stuff that you read in the books about him or any profiles, he makes quick decisions. He's happy to get, he washes through people quickly, brings them in, tries with their work, he throws them out, and brings in somebody new.
But he's tough on immigration, and Sessions is the perfect guy for that.
Yeah.
Sessions is an immigration guy. He's the immigration guy.
Right. Yeah,
and
but
Trump
the weird...
has run on immigration, cleaning up immigration and the border. Sessions is that guy.
Yeah, but the weird thing about Sessions, though, in 1986, he was denied a federal judgeship because of racially...
Sessions, I'm sorry, I'm talking about Bannon, not Sessions.
Oh, Bannon, okay.
Did I say Sessions or did I say Bannon?
Yeah, Sessions.
Sorry,
yeah.
I didn't mean that, no. Bannon.
But anyway, but Sessions was denied a federal judgeship because of racially charged comments he made. So
yeah, he's no great judge.
That's that's going to come back.
What
to
were
haunt
the racially
him.
Charged comments?
I don't know.
I don't think people should be here illegally. That's counted now as racially charged.
That wouldn't
charged.
Prevent.
Well, that
you.
Is. You're right. That's a good.
Yeah,
point,
but that
Richard.
Wouldn't prevent you from getting a federal
yeah,
judgeship.
Yeah, but you know what?
More than that.
There are a lot of people in the news media and otherwise who are so hepped up.
Nancy Pelosi would definitely turn you down for saying that.
Anything. That is politically incorrect. That doesn't work. So I think.
Yeah, but this is 1986. 1986 wasn't that politically correct. I mean, Reagan.
No.
I mean, that's now it would be a lot more PC.
Right. The stuff that might have even gotten by then won't get by now. I mean, I can't say things on the radio that I used to say just for fun. And as we now talk about the FCC. If you look at the reason that a lot of these people are playing into it is because Trump owes his victory, if he owes anybody, to the right-wingers. Because they really went down that street with him, even though he's not a right-winger. So he's got to pay back to a point.
Well, I mean, he ran on ideas, and now he's got to deliver those ideas.
Yeah, but right-wing ideas aren't going to carry the day. Remember, we're more centrist than anything else.
People just want fairness.
Yeah, that's right. That's a very good way of putting it.
Yeah.
Give me some tired.
It hasn't been fair for a while, and that's what they want.
Yeah. So hopefully we're not going down the other side of the street to a point, but it is time to even things up a little bit. All right. There's our overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine for this week. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan at 10 minutes before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Now, 53 past the hour, it's Tech Talk time, with an overview for this past week, the week of November 14th to the 18th, of the heavy, the big-time tech stories. And I'll be the big voice announcer. Thank you very much. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, who is the person of substance here. I'll be the noisemaker. You be the person of substance.
I'll try my best.
Go through the top five items, starting at number five.
Well, the Unicode Consortium this week met. They are a secret society of nerds, and they are in charge of emojis. All the emojis on the planet have to go through the Unicode Consortium, and so they get together, I think, once or twice a year to approve new emoji designs, and 50 new playful images are now ready for emoji keyboards. They have the country of Finland. This is new. They are now represented by a naked man in a wooden sauna. or an emoji of a naked woman in a wooden sauna. Or, if you want to do something a little more PG, they have a Scandinavian-looking pair of woolly socks. So that is supposed to be representative of all of Finland. Other newly approved emoji designs include a woman wearing a hijab, a genderless person for the LGBTQ community, and someone sitting in the lotus position, which would imply Zen. So, now it's not a guarantee that every cell phone company will pick up all the new emojis, because that is individual. You know, Verizon chooses different ones, AT&T, things like that. But there are a whole new group of emojis for your texting enjoyment.
Number four.
Adidas has launched a new initiative to clean up the oceans from plastics and trash, and to make a new design and a whole new line of shoes and athletic wear. They have partnered with Parley Ocean Plastics, which is actually trademarked at this point, because Parley takes something like 11 million plastic bottles they have taken from the oceans around the world. They've broken the plastic down. They've made thread out of it. And now they've made this new fabric. It's this high-tech fabric that Adidas is using. And they're going to use the Ultra Boost, which is their most popular shoe model. Or it's a running shoe. So the Ultra Boost is now going to be made from Parley Ocean Plastics. And they say that they're committed to making 1 million pairs of these types of new sneakers by the end of 2017. 2016, and Adidas says this is very important to partner with Parley because a truckload of plastic ends up in an ocean every 60 seconds. Yeah. The fish then eat the plastic, we eat the fish, and we end up having tons of plastic in our system. So
you make us last longer. You don't have to have plastic surgery anymore.
Now, that's number an interesting perspective three. That no one's thought of.
Number three, yes.
Well, just in time for the holidays, if you are at home and visiting with family and reminiscing, looking at old photo albums, trying to figure out the best way to digitize those photos, Google has a new app called PhotoScan. It is a free app on iOS and Android, and all you do is line up your camera phone or your smartphone. You line it up on top of the picture. It helps autocorrect the picture, so if it's an older picture, you know, of you in pajamas in the 80s, it'll actually help adjust the light, and you can digitize everything, and PhotoScan puts all of your Google photos together, and so now you will forever have all of those memories without, you know, without losing all of your wonderful photo albums.
Like those pictures we posted on Instagram yesterday of me when mm-hmm. I was in college.
Yep.
With the short suit.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a thriller. Number two.
It was a thriller for all of us. Twitter has cracked down on hate speech. This is, of course, one of the negative sides of this contentious election year. Lots of hate speech has Twitter has seen an uptick in that. So they have now expanded. Each individual user has more control over what they can and don't want to see in terms of their Twitter feed. So they've expanded the mute feature, and it also now applies to notifications. So if you follow someone, you can actually take out. You can have phrases and words that you don't want to have appear in your Twitter feed anymore, and Twitter is now giving you more control over that. So you can't stop someone from spewing hate, but you can stop your eyeballs from seeing it.
Number one.
And another crazy story this week with Facebook. You know, Facebook's been facing so much criticism for all the fake news stories, especially during the election. Mm-hmm. And Mark Zuckerberg has said he's now going to bring in a third party to help mitigate these stories that they just can't seem to track. They spread so much faster than real news, and there are outlets that sound like news. There's one called American News, and it's a totally fake news site, and they make up crazy stuff all the time. So just be careful. Don't get stuck sharing fake news stories on Facebook.
All right. And then there's a quick story about Snap, the messaging company. Big thing is it looks like they're going to try to become a public company. That'd be a good way to get a little dough in the IPO department. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.